Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Mason. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Qualls. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is hit by the pitch. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Dietz reaches second base with a double. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson bunts towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Dietz moves to third. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 1 in the game. Mason hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Qualls reaches third base with a triple. Hundley goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey juggles the ball. That's an error on McCovey. Qualls scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dietz for a passed ball. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonds is called out on strikes. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dietz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Qualls hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Qualls. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Fuentes moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. John Stevenson pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuentes moves to third. Lanier moves to second. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuentes scores. Lanier moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-2 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Williams now playing left field. Jim Hickman now playing right field. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dietz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hundley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-2, Cubs. Rich Robertson now pitching. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Qualls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fuentes strikes out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Burda pinch hits for Rich Robertson. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burda hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Herbel now pitching. Bob Burden now playing first base. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonds. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to third. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's 9-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Berta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Hickman moves to second. It's 10-2, Cubs. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Qualls hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. Qualls reaches second base with a double. Hickman scores. Hundley moves to third. It's 11-2, Cubs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Qual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 3 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Etheridge pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dietz hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Qual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.